What's going on, everybody? It's Shannon Harris, head brewer and owner of Urban Jungle Brewery. You can also follow us on Instagram at Urban Jungle Brew. You're listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
If you don't know what I'm sipping on, better check it, better get it from
Modern Brews and Beats Podcast. Modern Brews and Beats Podcast.
Tip your glass by the beat, son. I'm drinking on something that'll never be gone.
Modern Brews and Beats Podcast. Modern Brews and Beats Podcast.
Hello, hello. You're listening to episode 186 of Modern Brews and Beats. And yes, this is actually 186. I know many people who heard the Lifting Lucy program heard me say 186. That was me not paying attention. So you're actually listening to 186 of Modern Brews and Beats. I'm JW Richard with ntxbeer.net, and that's ntx_beer on the socials. And with me is Cool Tony D out of Morrilton, Arkansas. Tony, how you been, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Allergies are in check today. I feel good. I sound good.
Yes, you do.
I'm breathing good. That's the key.
That's always the key.
So, no, I'm good. I'm good, man.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, let's get right into it. So, you drinking anything right now?
Right now, I'm just drinking some good old high-quality H2O.
Got it.
Just trying to keep my voice in check because these allergies, man, I'd be waking up sound like a totally different person, but now I'm good. I'm good. I did have some really good brews this week though. So, but no, just right now, just drinking some good water right now, man.
Well, talk to us about what you had this week.
Yeah. So this week, man, as our listeners know, Cool Tony D likes to sit on his beer. So back in the summer, my buddy Carlos at Dragon Master 214, he made a trip to the West Coast of California, and that's where his spouse is from I believe San Francisco, the Bay Area. And he did a lot of brewery hopping at that time and brought some beer back for me to try. And he gave me a can of, it's called Animal Tropical IPA from Fort Point Beer Company in San Francisco. And this was a really, really good beer. I haven't had a good tropical IPA in a long time. Only 4.5 ABV, but solid, man. It was actually like a 19-ounce can. It was a nice size can. So I did get to enjoy that a couple of days ago. And I really appreciate it. Dude, it's been sitting in my fridge since at least July. So I finally got a... I don't know what took me so long. I just...
Again, we enjoy beer differently, and you don't run to just the latest beer in your fridge. So it's totally fine. I'm glad you enjoyed it when you got to it.
Yeah, I did. I really enjoyed it. So kind of sad. I wish I had another one, but I will be all right. What about you, man? What have you been sipping on?
So I just got some beer in, and I got a beer from my birds are singing in the background, from Heater Allen. So Heater Allen is I want to say Portland, Oregon. To find out where they're from, but my goodness,
another
they
West
make
Coast
some
beer.
Really good beer. They make some really good beer. I had a Rausch beer from them, Rausch Beer Hells, recently. That was very crisp, very good, nice smoke, just all the things. And the one I had recently was their Dunkel. And man, I need to make a visit. That's a brewery that I need to like put on the tour destination just to visit them and see what's going on, because they really make some really good stuff. So that Dunkel by Heater Allen, mouthfeel, flavor, aroma, bready, this nice malty, it was hitting all the points. So I just enjoy that. That's probably going to be my beer of the week from Heater Allen, that Dunkel.
Yeah. That's in Portland, you said?
Goodness, I'll have to look that up. I know I'm going to be putting that on the podcast, and people are like going, Jerry, didn't you look that up before you came on? Like, you real good. But no, I know they're from the West Coast. I know that.
I need to go West, Jerry. I know I talk about it all the time. We talk about
Oregon. You. We're out of Oregon. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I knew it was Oregon. Out West. So I got the state right. I just got the city all wrong. So, but what you been listening to?
Man, so... I'm a little bit all over the place as usual, as I like to be when it comes to music. I checked out Nicki Minaj's latest album, Pink Friday 2. Why did I check that out? Man, I don't know. I just
it wasn't good,
dude. And the thing with Nicki, I want to like her, but when she goes, some of her songs will be like very popish, and I'm just not a pop music guy. And then the next song will be like this raunchy rap music. I'm like, wait a minute, you were just, and maybe that's her. Maybe I'm just not used to her being her. But when I say that, that's probably how most of her music is. And I haven't really sat there and listened to a full Nicki album, gosh, man, in a very long time. I want to say well before these Pink Fridays, man. That first Pink Friday came out in 2010. That might have been the last time I listened to a Nicki Minaj album. It's been a long time. So it was okay. A lot of samples. Some samples I like, some I didn't. I was trying to give it a try. I was really trying to give it a try, and it fell a little short for Cool Tony D, but
That's your beat of the week.
Yeah, it was, because I was like, okay, the hype is there.
Yeah.
They were doing her Super Freak song that she sampled the Rick James track back in the summer. So I was like, okay, let me see where she goes with this. Let me see where she goes. And when it came out, I was kind of disappointed. So that's my beat of the week, honestly. Like, I tried.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I tried.
So you didn't listen to Queen at all? No album, like, came out in 2018, I believe?
Not fully through. No, the last one I listened to was really, I forgot about Queen. The last one I truly listened to was her original Pink Friday.
Okay, so it had been a minute, really, since you'd heard really anything.
Yeah, yeah, she'd be on that Barbie stuff, dude, and I just don't be...
The whole thing up. Pink Friday, her early thing was all that.
I know, and I don't know. I think with Nicki, I don't know, man. Female rappers, maybe my ear has kind of turned more to like Meg Thee Stallion, and mm-hmm. I love Cardi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking I was going to get more of that gritty. Like, they don't really do a lot of pop stuff. And I thought always forget Nicki. Nicki will go pop on you in a second.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was a lot of her early success was pop. Yeah. I mean, I think you'd still like Queen if you didn't care for Pink Friday 2. I think there's some things in Queen that you may dig, especially if you wanted more of the street. I mean, especially like with Chung Lee and some of the track. Oh, man, that's definitely giving you a little bit more. And that beat on it is kind of hot. So, yeah, I think you'd like that more.
I'll do that. I'll give Queen I'll give it a full chance, from start to finish chance, since that's the way we like to listen to music here, from start to finish, man. So I'll give it another try. What about you? What have you been jamming on?
You know, it's interesting because start to finish sometimes works, but it is, it's just one of those things where there are some songs that just stick out and they just sort of stick with you and you keep going back to those songs. And later on, you'll begin to develop the full album taste. But sometimes if it's a song that's enough of an earworm, you stick with it and stick with it until you find what you really enjoy. That's kind of what's happening with the album I've been listening to by Daniel Rotem. I'm hoping I'm saying his last name right. It's Rotem. Multi-instrumentalist, and released a project called Wave Nature in April of this year, 2023. And a big shout out to Amber Navarin of Moonchild, who really kind of hit me to the music because she had used a sample of his. I don't think it's from this album, but she'd used another sample. And so I really enjoy instrumental moods that he has on the record. He plays saxophone, but he plays a lot of different instruments, including doing vocals. And so it's not really a jazz record. I just really think it's just more of an instrumental album with different moods on it. The tracks Extraordinary Pleasure, Savior Complex, and The Path to Gaining Knowledge are probably the standouts for me. And those are songs that I really kind of went back to again and again and again, and then began to really enjoy more of the rest of the album. So that's going to be my beat of the week. The project, again, is called Wave Nature, and the artist is Daniel Rotem.
I'll check that out.
On Colorfield Records, for sure. So you have a late-ass album review this week. But actually, before, I think I jumped a little something. You actually had a 186 reference, which we haven't done references in a while for the shows, but I think you had a reference that you want to go deep on. So make sure to give that before we get into the latest album review.
Yeah, let's jump into this reference real quick, Jerry. It's a time of year that I enjoy, and not only because it's Christmas time, and as a father of three, watching my boys open their presents on Christmas, it's pretty fun. It's pretty cool. But it's college bowl season, Jerry, and I'm a college football fan, Jerry. I just love it. Makes me feel all warm and cuddly inside. So I got to look at some stats, man. And there were some interesting stats that stuck out to me that I saw. And, man, I was looking at rushing yards per game. And the Penn State Nittany Lions, they averaged 186 rushing yards per game this year. And I was like, huh, that's it? Like, this team, by the way, was 10-2 on the year. And I, which ended up being third in the Big Ten. And we're talking some modern Bruising Beat sports right here, guys. This team is playing in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl coming up on December 30th against the Ole Miss Rebels. And I hope they beat the hell out of Ole Miss. Don't like Ole Miss. But anyway, I was like, man, a team only rushed for 186 yards per game? That doesn't make any sense. And you went 10-2? You must play a very weak schedule. Jerry, I was also looking. The team that is ahead of them at 189 yards per game was the Texas Longhorns. And the Texas Longhorns are going to the college football playoff. What's the difference between Texas and Penn State? Well, it's their passing. Texas opened up in the passing games, man, and that's how they finished ranked number three in the nation and got themselves invited to the college football playoff, which tells me, Jerry, you can't just be heavy on one side. You got to be balanced and even across the board in college football. Texas is ranked number three, and I hope they beat the hell out of Washington and go on and beat Alabama. Yeah, I'm claiming it. They're going to beat the hell out of Alabama for the national title this year, Jerry. I'm so excited. But anyway.
Well, I'm glad you're excited. Personally, you know me, I'm not into that. So I was like, I hope they do it for your sake. For sure.
I hope they beat them down. But yes, 186 yards per game.
Yeah.
And you're ranked, and you still finished 10-2. Like, you must play a weak schedule, Penn State. You don't impress me. That's my 186 reference of the week. Penn State, you ain't that good. Anyway, that's my 186 reference of the week, Jerry.
Wow. Okay. Well, there it is. sports.
Let me some modern Bruising Beat sports, man.
Well, there's not really a segment for that, but okay. We'll take it. we'll take that. So let's get into your latest album review. And
what are you doing?
Latest album review.
A very unique late ass album review. Normally, we like to highlight albums that are relatively old. I like to say 15 plus, 17 plus years old. But this time, I wanted to highlight an album that honestly means a lot to me, man. A lot to me in many, many, many ways. But the album's only 10 years old. And it's 10 years old this month of December. And that is Childish Gambino's Because the Internet, which came out in 2013. So I know all you listeners out there, you're saying, why are we doing a 10-year-old album for a late-ass album review? And I'll tell you why. This album here, Jerry, changed my ear when it came to hip-hop music. Well, how so? How so, Tony? That's what they're asking, Jerry. I hear them. It made me understand the direction of where rap music, hip hop music was going. Now, with that being said, it had already started years before. And so what I'm trying to say is, I was not a fan of Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover, beforehand. I knew about him. I was familiar with him because of my cousin Ray, big Donald Glover fan. He was telling about this Childish Gambino guy for years. And I was like, who is that? Why is that name is weird? Why, who is this guy? Oh, that's Donald Glover. He plays on Community. I'm like, the comedian? I seen his stand-up. He's not even really that funny.
But man, when Because the Internet came out, at that time he only had one album out, and that was Camp, which came out a few years before that. And well, he had plenty of, well, before I go to Camp, he had plenty of mixtapes, but Camp came out in 2011, and in 2013 Because the Internet. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna give Childish Gambino a try here. It's gonna be a unique latest album review. I may not hit every single track, but I want to talk about the importance of this album for me. When I say years before this album came out, the singing rapper Jerry, I had a love-hate relationship prior to this album with a singing rapper, aka a Drake. Even before that, we can go back to Andre 3000 and The Love Below. It was an acquired taste, man. When I hear a rapper sing, like singing, I'm like, dude, wait a minute, I thought you were a rapper. I was not a fan. And this album made me go back and appreciate some of those sounds. So in 2013, when I first heard, when I heard this album from start to finish, and I'm like, dude, he's really, really good and talented on both ends of rapping and singing. Maybe I need to go back and listen to other albums kind of similar. And it was in 2013 when I reintroduced myself to Love Below from Andre 3000 and Outkast. And I was like, damn, that was a good album. It was because of the Internet. I went back and listened to that album and became a fan of, and I had a new appreciation for The Love Below, which is pretty interesting. And wow, that just opened up the floodgates, man. It really did at that point, to the point I became more of a Drake fan because of this album, because I didn't care for Drake. And then when he starts singing, I was like, what, dude, what are you doing? Like, but no, I actually like Drake singing more than I like his rapping. I actually like Childish Gambino singing more than his rapping. But I want to take my time and really highlight Because the Internet, because my cousin really put me on to Gambino here. And 19 tracks on this album, a little under an hour long. We start off with it's not really a skit, it's only like a 4-second little intro called The Library. And it really just rolls right into his first song called Crawl. I like Gambino when he is rapping. And this little nerdy kid, he's doing his thing. Like, he can really rap. And I didn't know what to expect here, because the only singles off this album that I heard at the time was 3005 and Sweatpants. So I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. So Crawl was number two. World Star, which is a really very well put together song. At that time, back in 2013, World Star Hip Hop was viral videos of fights going on around, I guess, in the hood or wherever, dude. So everybody would yell World Star. Pretty cool song, good concept at the time. It really is a staple of, hey, what was going on in 2013? That track, number three, World Star, would give you some good insight. Dial Up is not necessarily a skit, and I know how you're not a fan of skits, but
at all.
These skits really roll into the next song, and the next song is The Worst Guys featuring Chance the Rapper. And this was around the time when I was introduced to Chance the Rapper. This was a new style of rap. I don't want to call nerdy guys, because hell, my wife calls me a nerd. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, but it's like these non-masculine guys trying to rap, and it was different. I was trying to.
So what do you mean non-masculine guys trying to rap?
I don't know. Like, when I think of like rapper, I'm thinking like these Jay-Z's, Nas, the 50s, the Juvies, the Gucci Man, which, by the way, Gucci Man and BG just came out with an album recently that I will be checking out soon.
But so you're talking about the style of their,
how they carry themselves personally, but then when you see them, you're like, this guy raps? And you think of a rapper, someone gangster rapper, in a way, at least my mentality was.
Okay,
this album changed all that for me, man. The way you look doesn't mean this is how you're gonna sound musically. And you can look a certain way and sound totally different, and it's okay to do that. And I back during that time period, I was just trying to blend the two. Like, wait a minute, you look like you do what? And dude, it changed my whole outlook on music, which made it way better, by the way.
Well, just I'm curious about, I mean, what your thoughts were with some of the rap in the 90s. I mean, you have De La Soul and you had Tribe Called Quest, and they didn't necessarily fit the stereotype of a gangster rapper.
They didn't. And again, this album, I went back to go listen to back in 2013 when this album was out. I was in a unique spot with music, man. I needed to go back and listen to older things. I needed to go back to re-listen to how different artists did different things. I wasn't familiar with De La, so I know who they were, but I wasn't familiar with them in 2013. I knew Q-Tip because of Tribe Called Quest, but I just knew Q-Tip. I didn't know the rest of it, and the rest of the other group members, I didn't know his music from A Tribe Called Quest. So really, this album opened up the door for me to take a look and go back to, hey, there's different kinds of rap. Is so much, there's so much more in rap than just Jay-Z and Nas and the 50 Cent and all that stuff. And I wasn't familiar with it. And I have to give props to because the internet, because it made me go back. It made me go back. It made me look forward. And it put me on a different, it put me in a different place in music to where, oh wow, there's really good stuff out here from laid back people like myself who may not fit the stereotypical hardcore rapper look, whatever the hardcore rapper look is with the bandanas and stuff. I don't know anymore at this point. But you know, even on the album cover, he's just sitting there in a like a Hawaiian shirt, dude. So, but yeah, he's in here, he's rapping his ass off, dropping the N-word, and you're like, dude, okay, like very interesting, man. Again, I had to highlight this album because it really opened my mind to hey, how you dress, how you act, and honestly, it makes no difference in how you look versus how you rap or how you sing.
Absolutely.
And I love that. I love that. So that was The Worst Guys with Chance the Rapper. Shadows, Thundercat was a producer on that song, and I just found that out this morning. And it's a great song. He's singing on there, dude. Really, really good. And that's number six. But number seven, Jerry, number freaking seven. I think number seven was the song that got me, I don't want to say hooked, but it made me a true fan. And the reason why I love this song is called Telegraph Avenue, parentheses, Oakland by Lloyd. Now, what is Oakland? When you first turn the song on, you hear Gambino get into his truck, cranking it up, and the radio's playing. And it's basically a radio DJ saying, hey, check out this new song called Oakland by Lloyd. I went and researched the hell out of it. There is no real song called Oakland by Lloyd. It was just made for this track. And he cuts the radio on, Lloyd is singing, then he goes into his own verse of it, and it becomes a whole song. And it's a very, very well put together, well produced song, man. That's one of my favorite tracks, even to this day, that I have in the phone. I actually have this whole album in my phone. But this is one of my favorite hip hop tracks of all time. One, because I love Lloyd. Two, just the production of it, man. I just love the way it comes on, the way it starts, and the where it ends. The lyrics are great too. Fantastic track. And that's number seven, Telegraph Avenue, by Childish Gambino. As I talked about earlier, the next song was Sweatpants, which was one of the singles off of this album, including the next track, which is 3005. I've heard so many remixes of 3005 done by different DJs and different artists, and I love all of them. I'm not even a big fan of the real song, but all the remixes, I love them. Very unique music video too. If you ever on YouTube, go check out the music video for 3005. Next track is number 10. It's another skit, Jerry. Playing around before the party starts. All he does is like, he cusses out people at the party. It's pretty cool. The next song is called The Party. Really good track that goes into his, which is only like a minute and a half long, which really goes into number 12, No Exit, which is another, it's like less than 3 minutes. It's a really short song. But the flow of this album is very unique because he's rapping on some, he's singing on some, and some of them he's doing a little bit of both. I want to tell you about how he numbered the track listings himself on this, but we'll get to there at the end. Number 13 is Death by Numbers. It's another skit, Jerry, 43 seconds long. A lot of skits, but he needs to set up where the album's going to go after these skits. And I appreciate these little
30 seconds, 40 second little skits. Is skits even the right word? Because it's not really like he's trying to, you just hear him talking, or maybe he'll say something and it literally just goes into the next track. But my next favorite track on this is number 14, Flight of the Navigator. It's almost a 6 minute song, Jerry. Really, really, really good song. Again, this whole album's in my phone. Because of the production of this album, and I'll give you the other reason at the end as well. Number 15 is Z-Lock. Z-Lock's of Stockholm's Free Information. It's a really unique song. It's okay. I like it's almost 5 minutes long. Not my favorite track on the album, because number 16, that's only a minute and 13 seconds long, is a beautiful song. A beautiful song that this guy, Donald Glover, this comedian, is singing his little ass off, dude. And it's, which goes into the next track of Pink Toes featuring Janine Aoki, which I really love. Dude, I was singing this song all morning today, dude. That's number 17. Number 18, Earth, The Oldest Computer, The Last Night, featuring Azealia Banks. One of my freaking favorite tracks on this album as well, man. The way this album starts to the way it finishes in number 19, Life, The Biggest Troll. Dude, beautiful, beautiful album. And honestly, I was really trying my best to come up with a description like I do my other late-ass album reviews. You know, for example, we have the sandwich motto, you know, up top, bottom, meat in between.
Right.
Sandwich. We have my top heavies. Oh, Jerry, I love me a top heavy. Where the songs are up top and they kind of simmer out at the end. I really couldn't come up with one, man. This is really just my opinion, because the internet, it's just a tone body, man. This thing was in the gym working. The production value was really good. From head to toe, very tone. You know, some well-defined areas. This is a tone body, man. This is like the perfect athlete right here, dude. From start to finish, man, from head to toe, this is one of my favorite hip-hop albums of all time, because it sent me on a different trajectory, I guess. I can't even say the word now, of, hey, I need to go back and listen to other music that may not be shoot 'em up, kill 'em hip-hop music, or get the drugs, get the stash hip-hop music. And I'm so thankful for it, man. My cousin, Ray, this was his favorite artist, dude. His favorite freaking artist. And he tried so hard for years, man, to get me to listen to it. And I finally did, Jerry. I finally did. And then, of course, Gambino comes out in 2016 with Awaken My Love, which is, I got to go back and listen to it. I'm trying to think, was there any hip hop on there? It was really R&B and soul and like funk music. That came out like December of 16. But I hold Because of the Internet very, very close to my heart for one reason. Again, it had me listen to other music, but my cousin Ray, he passed away in 2017. This was his favorite freaking artist, man. So every time I hear this album, or even when I look at Gambino, I think of my cousin, man. So I hold this album close, man. I hold Gambino as a very creative person, not only in music, but in television and film as well. I'm a fan. I my cousin, who was 7 years younger than me, I thought he was just on this new wave of hip hop. But my cousin was on to some, and I miss him dearly, because he put me on to other artists. But I hold Because the Internet close, man. I can't believe it's been 10 years since this album came out that changed me. And whenever I first heard, I told him, I was like, dude, you're right. That he's good, man. He's good. So shout out to my cousin. May he rest in peace.
Absolutely. But yeah.
Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, Because the Internet. Yeah, man. 10 years. You changed my hearing when it came to music. So thank you. And that is Cool Tony D's late ass album review.
Well, it's a beautiful tribute to your cousin, and great latest album review. So tell me, what pulled the album back into your ears recently? I mean, coming upon 10 years, but I mean, what was there, something that kicked it off that made the album kind of come back into your consciousness? Or
yeah, absolutely. So 2 weeks ago, it was time for me to buy a new phone. And I was going back and forth with my wife. I was like, hey, should I switch up? I'll never be an iPhone person. I was like, should I go Google phone, get a Google Pixel? Should I stay with Samsung? And after much debate in my own mind, I was like, you know, I'll stick with Samsung. I got a Samsung watch. I just want to transfer everything over from my old phone to my new phone. And one of the things that transferred over was all my music. All the music that I actually had in my phone that I actually forget about sometimes because all these streaming platforms and stuff. But I was like, you know, let me just, I need to fix my audio setting for my headphones whenever it comes to my music so I can hear it. I want it to bang. I want to feel it. And I've just pushed shuffle. First song that came on was Telegraph Avenue. I was like, damn, I forgot about this album. I haven't listened to it in forever. I forgot how much I loved it. And then I just took a deep dive in it. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. This album came out 10 years ago this month. I got to tell Jerry, I got to do a latest album review on this thing. And that's how I came back up, man. Luckily, I bought a new phone to remind me. And yeah, that's how I came back up.
That's awesome. Happy that that at least came back up. I hate that it was through a Samsung phone. I really want you to get on the Pixel train, but that's okay.
Man.
At least you're on Android and you're not like giving Android hate. Guests have done. So just one of those things. Very cool. I will have to admit that I with Childish Gambino, I worked with a friend of mine who was very big into them, more than likely for similar reasons. But I just did not give it as much of an ear until there were some singles from another album that I happened to hear. I'm like, oh, okay, now I hear what people are talking about. Because I just really hadn't, I was in a completely different headspace and I wasn't listening to some of the different things that he was doing. So when people want to know what you're listening to more and what you're talking about concerning sports and all of the different things, where can they find you on social?
Yes, please find me and follow me at KootonyD. That's KOOTONYD. On Instagram, I just did an Instagram beer selfie the other day, Jerry. The people still love me out there. I was happy to see
it. I noticed you use a beer selfie too, not just taking a picture of the beer. You actually said, I'm going to be in behind this beer.
Behind it, literally. And my allergies messed up ever since I did that, dude. I was outside showing the guns off because it was warm. And then I literally just got my voice back 2 days ago. it was nuts. But yeah, on Instagram with the beer pics. I'm also, follow me on Untappd. I made a promise this year for 2024 to be more active, it to be more up to date on Untappd. So follow me there. I need to do better on there as well. I need to do better. But Spotify and SoundCloud, check me out at KootonyD. Great playlist, Jerry. They will not be disappointed. I promise you. But where can they find you at, my man?
Very cool. Well, no, you won't be disappointed. You'll have a lot of fresh new music. Make sure you definitely follow KootonyD on the socials. So for myself, it's going to be NTX_beer. Usually I'm talking about beer that's happening in Texas generally. I mean, North Texas is, you know, where we live and where Tony is also originally from. So North Texas, but Texas in general, even some Arkansas, hopefully some more Arkansas as we step into 2024. And so stay tuned for more future episodes of Modern Brews and Beats on that. But I may also blend in a little music from time to time. I'm definitely a big fan of Bandcamp. So if you follow me on some of my other socials, I usually post that from time to time, some of the albums that I purchased on Bandcamp, because I really enjoy purchasing records and supporting musicians as much as possible. And we thank you for listening to the show and supporting Modern Brews and Beats. You know, we don't have ads on the show, at least right now. We don't have like any special tiers of things, but we have had individuals who have gone to ntxbeer.net where all the show notes are at and have, you know, given a buck or two or five or a bought. Basically, if you enjoy the show, we have a box saying buy the crew a brew. And so we just really thank you for listening to these episodes and, you know, donating if you'd like to, you know, contribute to what we do, because hosting episodes and different things like that can get a little expensive. So We do appreciate that. And you can follow us on Modern Brews and Beats, all one phrase, at Instagram. You can also follow us at M Brews Beats on Twitter. Thank you again for listening to it through all of 2023. Got a few more episodes before this year is out, and some things as we kiss into the beginning of 2024, but we appreciate you rocking with us. And as we say every week, enjoy your favorite brews and your favorite beats, but please don't drive drunk. Please call a cab, Lyft, Uber, a friend, or be a friend if somebody else needs to get home safe. Thank you for listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
Cheers.